I remember my dad driving me to junior high. The segment that was playing was a guy who was a guest who brought in three different types of dog shit. And he claimed he could guess what breed dog the dog shit is from. And if he got it wrong, he would eat the shit on the air.
Brilliant.
And my dad's listening to this. And my dad just looks at it and he goes, what a wonderful program this is.
Listening weekly, downloaded for fuck's sake. This shit should be easy. Christina P. Thompson, girl, keep your pants high and white down with disinfected bath wipes. That's just two who love and discuss. Pull it, came right in the house, put the same shit you got on and said fuck you. In a friendly way, laughing till we get up and ran. Driving clips, talking shit. Mama's in the fucking stands. Don't get them started. Retarded. Big words, it's worth the listen. Between dick jerks, disturbed. You know it, bro. They try to disrespect me in my house and grab the fucking remote. How's your mom's now? She's good, likes the bourbon though. How's your mom's in the now? Since gets a girl with show. How's your mom's in now? Good, the fuck you think? How's your mom's in now? Pull up and see. How's your mom's in now?
Like a song to me, man.
How's your mom's in now?
This shit is big time.
How's your mom's in
now? I might be old, but I'm not retarded.
How's your mom's in
now? It actually happened in the Orlando airport.
How's your mom's in now?
MomsHousePodcast.com.
How's your mom's in now?
I don't want to know.
How's your mom's in now?
Crying, motherfucker.
How's your mom's in now?
The Great Joe Double.
That was awesome.
He actually made the first, that's his second track he sent us. He did Welcome to Your Mom's House. Remember that?
Yep.
Very, very.
I do, actually.
I mean, he made it like, I don't know, close to a decade ago or something.
Isn't that wild? That's how long we've been. Do you realize, what other podcast does talk about J&Ds and burping and farting and shitting for as long as we have, but managed to find new layers, new places to go with all these topics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just when you think you can't discuss shitting anymore, you can.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's so rad.
It's really, really cool.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. No, it's pretty remarkable to be able to be this dumb for this long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it, though.
It's fun.
I enjoy the stupid shit in life more than anything else.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, it's what makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
Stupid shit, dumb shit.
If you want proof, just watch fucking 600 episodes of this show. Pretty dumb. Pretty great. Yeah, so we got a big show planned for today. We have a special guest coming in.
M. Jeans.
I know you're very excited.
Very.
Definitely.
Very excited.
Man, it's your wheelhouse.
Am I allowed to say who it is?
Of course.
I mean, Shuli Agar, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the formerly of the Howard Stern Show.
100% kosher.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Shuli.
It'd be a fun show.
That's right. Nadav, you have a lot in common. You guys talk about Jewish stuff.
Oh. We both talk about Jewish stuff.
You can talk about Jewish stuff.
I think
stuff.
She was saying you can't, like, this could be, you could really connect with this person.
Oh, does he view Jays the same way I do?
I don't think so. I don't know many Jays that view Jays the way you do.
That's a pretty accurate statement.
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
I certainly haven't encountered somebody like you before.
Not one?
Not quite like you.
No. I think you're...
With the open disdain? No,
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, actually, I haven't met any non-Jewish people that hate Jewish people as much as Nadav does.
That sure says a lot.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just family, huh?
Just family. You may want to bring that up with your shrink, you know?
I mean, he thinks it's funny, too.
Cool. He does?
Yeah.
That's good.
He says the same thing that you guys just said. He's like, I've never heard anyone talk about Jays the way you do.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, congrats. Yeah. That's good. But in addition to being Jewish, Shuli is also a very funny stand-up comic.
Yeah.
And I'm just
Torres
excited to have
him. Been a comic
him.
For a long time.
Yeah. He's
very
great.
Funny guy. It'll be exciting.
Struck out on his own now. He's no longer with Howard Stern and We're going to see what he's been up to.
Doing his thing and stuff. Also,
sure, go ahead.
Another reminder, those of you who have not yet, go to ymhstudios.com/rentals to watch the big Cinco de Mayo show that we did from the West Palm Beach Improv. A lot of fun with a live audience. First time doing that in a long time. We used to do podcasts in front of an audience from time to time, but not quite like this, and certainly not with the full production. So check it out. Try it out. Watch it. J or D. Have some fun. It was a lot of fun. YMHstudios.com/rentals. Sure, some people probably will masturbate to it.
Do you think so?
I think so. There was a special content. We shot special things for it, and, you know, we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And top it all off, we also had a great guest on stage with us. So
yeah,
it's a fun show.
What a blast. Very unique show. We never, especially after a year of being locked up indoors, it was great to get a room full of mommies together.
Yes, it really was.
Very special.
You want to do a proper show open?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into
pretty
this.
Cool.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsi.
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
to the beat. Ding, 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 ding.
We should start playing this way.
Oh.
Really.
Ta 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 ta.
This was pretty fucking gross.
Who's my new hero? And how did how did I miss this chick on the talk?
That's what I'm saying.
How did I miss this?
She's not even in the talk folder. She's in the opening folder.
I mean, she really is talented. And there's so many questions I have. There's so much going on.
There's a lot going on. I mean, she's out for a morning walk. If you're listening, she sees a worm on the ground. She goes, oh my God, the first worm of the day. And then she lays on the wet pavement and sucks a worm into her mouth from the street.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh.
Can I see it again?
Sure. Why not? Hold on. One.
This is fascinating. This is definitely I've never seen before.
The first worm of the summer.
Wow.
Man. First of all, she's done that before. Number of, that's not your first time doing that.
She's been doing this for years to impress her friends.
Yeah, that's
And
maybe
dates.
Maybe since she was a kid or something. You know?
She's like, I'm the worm girl.
She's got that Fire Marshal Bill laugh going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that you see a woman doing cool stuff though.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Like, yeah, there's a reason it's the cool guy club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're inclusive here at YMH.
Oh, yeah.
This is fucking great.
I get what you're saying. She should get it, too. She should get it. Yeah. She gets it. That's super cool. Annie, you didn't like that?
Yeah, what's the fuck?
What? Oh, did you see my face during it?
No, I just...
I don't do the stuff in the mouth. The stuff in the mouth is always what kills me, man.
Really?
It's the worst. It's just like the girl with the slingshot coming in the throat, man. It's just like,
yeah.
It's a texture, man. Why are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And she thinks she's sexy is the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? People like that.
Not this one, right?
Not that she's doing it to be sexy. I'm just saying people like that. Everybody thinks they're sexy at a time of the day, right? You got like a point where you're like, I'm sexy right now.
Yeah.
She can't be. She can't be. But she thinks it, and it hurts me inside. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
This is
it
coming from a deep place.
It is. Yeah. It is. It hurts. If you swallow worms, I don't want to know. I don't want to know you.
Yeah, I don't want to know
block.
You.
Wow. Insta block. Yeah. I'm going to block you right now.
Wow. He really has strong feelings on this topic.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, because it's ingested. So you're like, I can't.
I'm done
like,
with you.
One of the only things that will make my eyes water, and I mean immediately, is if somebody even talks about eating bugs.
Yeah.
I think it's so gnarly.
Your best friend does.
I know. He taught, and I'm like, my eyes, I'm like, I start dry heaving. I can't. I just can't. I don't know.
Well, you know
I flick them. I don't fucking eat them.
So even like just touch, like does touching them gross you out?
No.
Eating them.
Like when somebody eats them or says they eat, like if somebody even says they eat their bugs, I'm like I can't handle it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it as a kid. Dude, Mrs. Obzarski. I was,
Damn, that was right there.
Yeah. I was in the back of like our station wagon and we're at a stoplight and she pulls up behind us. And we wave because, like, we know who she is. And she doesn't see us because of the reflective wind, you know, the tint on the wind on the rear windshield. And we're at the stoplight. And she starts picking her nose and eating them. And I was like.
Nuh-uh. Your teacher?
No, it was a friend's mother. A classmate's mother.
Adult. Let's talk. Let's go through this.
She was like feasting, and I was like, I was ready to throw up, man.
Well, then,
so
thanks
gnarly.
For sharing. But like, what is in that for an adult? Like,
I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I would pick and eat as a kid.
Oh.
Because I didn't know any better, and then there's an age where you're like, this is gross. I should stop doing this. So like, what? Why does an adult not stop? Like, what would stop you from...
I can't... I don't even want to begin this conversation. I just shared, and I'm ready to move on. Okay? Shared time's over.
Because I remember the appeal when I was a
kid. Did you hear the part
what
I said?
Like, I enjoyed... I think it was, like, I didn't know what to do with them. And they were salty.
You like that?
They were salty and then scraggly. Some of them were crunchier than others or stickier. And then you're just like, this is gross.
Listen,
like,
it's starting to affect. Do you want me to puke on you?
That's my topic that I can't talk about. Like, if this were a puke video, I would be like, lose my number too.
Yeah.
Like, if one of you guys was into puking.
Yeah. So,
don't do it. Don't.
You already puked!
Like, but listen, hear me out.
What are you fucking, what? I just said I don't want to fucking
But
talk
hear
about.
Me out.
Why would I hear you out if I said I don't?
What if, just listen to me. What if I just reignited my passion for booger eating and you caught me?
I'm not joking you. I would leave you. I might, like, best case scenario, I move into a different room. Actually, you move into a different room. And I let you stay in the house.
Okay, but what if I promise to not eat them in front of you?
No.
It's just my secret.
Well, I mean, obviously you can't know someone's full fucking secrets. But like, you know, if you're informing me of it, I'm like, just, you know, don't talk to me. Definitely don't try to kiss me or something. You're fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. I'm
trying to think of a habit I would divorce you over. Definitely, like, definitely if you were into vomiting. Like, you were into it, and you liked it, and you looked at, like,
yeah, I think we're cool on that.
Fucking other level.
I mean, I don't have your vomit repulsion, but vomiting still affects me the way most people get affected by vomit, which is like, I'd like to get away from this. You know? It's like, I don't see vomit. I'm like, that's cool.
Well, Jeff the vomit guy is a guy who's into it, and we could talk about that with Shuli when he gets here.
Okay, cool. Are we done?
With what?
With everything you're doing.
But I'm trying to think of other things that would make me divorce you, and there's not many.
No?
Drinking gasoline. Remember that show, My Strange Addiction?
Yeah.
And that girl was like, I take a sip every day. Like,
what is it called? Ethanol or something?
Gas.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not gas.
It's ethanol.
Yeah. It has a different chemical composition where you could actually ingest it. I mean, you're not supposed to, but, you know, right? Am I saying it right? Because there's alcohol in it, right? Mm-hmm. That's why people drink it. Just like some people drink mouthwash. That's when you know you're really fucking addicted.
Mouthwash.
If you're like, all right, I won't drink, and you're like, get some mouthwash for me. You just fucking mouthwash.
Or nail polish remover.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that's wild. Yeah,
people
if you're
drinking that full bottle of Scope.
I may have to leave you if you were doing that.
Yeah, that's I would understand that. Road. If you're that addicted to anything, I'd be like, that's not a good relationship to be in.
What if I had an OCD where every time I came into a room, I had to clap 10 times? Like, I would just come in the kitchen and I'd be like.
I think I would be able to tune it out after a while. I'd be so used to it because you do it every time you walk in the room. They'd just be like hearing shoes tap on the floor. And like, oh, you know, I'm not a fan of it, but I think I'd be able to adapt.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
It's super annoying. But you know what would be the worst? Is like 2 o'clock in the morning when you go to pee and you come back and you're like, I'd be like, come on, I'm fucking sleeping. You're like, I know, but I just walked in the room. I had to pee.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'd be like,
that's
what the fuck.
See,
up.
Those. That's what you have to think about. And the embarrassing things, like when we go to a restaurant together, and then I walk in and I have to be like.
You know, everybody would be like, why is she doing that?
Right. Yeah. And then you have to be like.
Oh, I would just, I'd look at my phone. I don't see it.
Or explaining it to your parents. Like, we go to visit your family, and you're like, why is she clapping every time she comes into the room? I mean, and it's literally every time I cross into a new doorway, any room
that's
in the house.
That's a horrible one. That's so horrible. And you know what the worst part is? The kids mimic adult behavior, yeah. So they would all start going. So I have 3 fucking clappers every time. I'd be like, God damn it. No, I'd move out. I'd move out after a while.
Yeah, that would break you.
I think so.
Damn.
Yeah. That and you eating your bugs would do it.
That's gross to anybody. I wouldn't want to kiss you either if you're eating your bugs. That is so
You still
nasty.
Do that?
No, I haven't done it since I was a kid. I have no appetite for it.
I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling sick.
You never tried one as a kid?
No.
You never just tried it for Flav's?
The only...
Not even to sample it? Like,
no.
There's
the only thing I've ever...
It.
Had is something that you go, like you snort and you pass this way.
It's not the same flavor. It's
oh,
not the same.
God. You know how you don't like puke? Oh, Jesus. I'm going to be sick.
Can I tell you an annoying habit one of my mom's boyfriends had that, like, if you did this, I would fucking, I couldn't marry you. Every time we finished eating, he'd take out a can of Coke, open up the Coke, go...
Well, we just lost about fucking half our listeners, so. God, you're really on one today. Done? Are you done?
Wouldn't that be the grossest thing?
Yeah, that was terrible. Even the example was terrible.
I know, that was the point. That's what I saw as a 12-year-old. And I, to
did
my mom.
Did you ever
mom,
say something?
I did. So they were going to get married. And to my mom, I go, you lay that guy? That's the exact phrase I said.
How old were
12.
You?
I was 12. I go, you lay that guy? And I'll never forget because I'd never said that sentence before. I don't know where I'd even heard that.
That's pretty advanced.
But it was pretty great, right? Yeah, and yeah. I was like, you lay that guy, Mom? And then she dumped him immediately because she was going to marry him. And she was like, oh, shit. Like, my kid even thinks this guy's whack. Wow. I think he's whack, too, but I'm too afraid to admit
it. Don't say
it.
His name, but, like, what did he do?
For a living? He was a chiropractor.
A chiropractor.
Yeah. And he jogged a lot in these, like... super gay, like dolphin shorts back in the day. Like they were not in style anymore and he was still rocking them and he would jog in Balboa Park, which like foreigners don't, like we don't jog, dude. Like Eastern blockers. You
was
ever
he a white
fucking
guy? Like
Eastern
an American guy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem is that he was a white guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, foreigners don't fucking jog in Balboa Park and we don't swish our mouths out with fucking Coke at the end of a meal. Like, he just didn't know any better.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
That's got to be weird. Like, one thing that you've experienced that I definitely have not is seeing your parents date other people.
I have to say.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, because I have that thing where I just know my parents is together.
Thank God.
But you got to, like, meet their, you know.
Yeah. Everybody that busted nuts in my mom and every woman that my dad busted nuts in. Every abortion paid for. It was like every fucking girl who wanted to marry him. And he was like, yeah, right. Yeah. every woman that cleaned our house thinking that that would be the key to his heart.
Never.
Never was. Like, those bitches don't know.
So, wait, did he ever like any of them?
Yeah.
How could he, how would, what would make him like one? As opposed to being like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good looking.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Yeah.
He's cooking, cleaning up.
Then he would like her.
Not giving me hard time.
Yeah.
Let's me go do my thing. I have good time. I party. I come back. She's not talking too much. That's another thing. Women talk too much. You have to teach a woman not talking so much.
I mean, that seems pretty spot on. Like, what he likes is, like, the perfect woman, you mean? Like, you mean she's hot and she doesn't wear him down and she fucking cooks and stuff? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he doesn't seem that unreasonable when you put it like that.
It's a good point. God, my parents knew everything.
So wait, what did he, when was he like, yeah, right, if the girl was like challenging him and stuff?
First of all, American women did not last very long in the arsenal.
No.
No, unless she was really docile. American woman works too much.
Oh.
So she's not home cooking, cleaning. She's not taking care of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's too busy. And they talk back, and they want to assert their rights and stuff, and he's not into that shit. No.
God.
You got to be servitude.
But I bet they would, like, do that, see that he was turned off, and then be like, oh, how can I save this, right?
Yeah, but by then it's too late.
It's too late.
Because the resentment, he would get so annoyed at their independence. Like, ugh, what are you doing?
That's so fucking funny. Yeah. Because they were probably like, is something wrong with me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you keep fucking thinking and talking.
Dude, I remember one time my dad was dating a psychologist.
Whoa.
Yo. And
that's fucking oil and vinegar, huh?
Yeah. And I remember as a kid really liking her because she was one of the more normal women that got in the arsenal, that got in the rotation. And when you're a kid and you when someone's normal, you are immediately like, oh my God, thank God you're here. And of course, she did not last long at all because she figured out that dad, you know, had his own things going on.
Yeah.
Issues. She didn't last. But I liked her very much.
Yeah.
She would actually ask me questions about myself and was like, talk to me like a normal human being. Yeah.
That's cool.
But that did not, she's working too much. She's too, you know.
Yeah.
She's got so many problems. Oh, and problems. Yeah, you can't have problems.
Yeah, your problems make my dicks off.
Yeah. My dad was like, these women have too many problems. Fuck, giving me problem. I don't want to hear problem.
Yeah, let's party. Let's dance.
Let's party, yeah. Life is party. Party, dancing, party.
Yeah, I think he's got it right.
Speaking of foreigners, The Shaws of Sunset has a new season out.
What?
But I don't want to watch it because they all have, well, two of them have children now, Golnessa and Mercedes Javid. They have babies.
You don't want to watch that?
I'm not sure I can because they still party and stuff.
Oh, but maybe they party less now, right?
I hope so. I don't know. But I was like, I don't want to see them partying anymore.
I bet you they're not. They're going to show them at this stage of their life. It's going to be different.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's going to be different.
Yeah.
Could be something like this.
It says face mask cover your cloth. Read CDC. It says a cloth covering over your nose and your mouth. This is my cloth covering over my nose and my mouth. No, it's not. There is no adequacy in a face mask. There is absolutely none. I don't see it anywhere in the CDC guidelines, and I don't see it anywhere on any of your. It says a face mask is required.
There you go.
She's thinking like a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
But it doesn't cover her mouth.
It does cover her mouth. It's over my mouth. Okay? That's her reasoning.
Oh, it's a mesh covering?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to see.
Yeah.
Wow. She's a lawyer. She got that loophole thinking, man. That's smart.
She's a lawyer, but...
She's definitely
there to fuck with people that are trying to just shop, you know? Yeah. These guys, you know, they were fucking with me that last episode.
Oh my God.
when they purposely cut out the end of that video.
Yeah, can you believe that they did that?
And then I did a little research.
Yeah.
Found out that they didn't. They just, they didn't have the right clip.
So. Oh. So did you apologize?
Well, I don't really feel like that's appropriate, but I feel like saying, you know, next time I would find the full clip first so we don't have to look for it on the show. And if I if I was out of line or if I accused you of something that I shouldn't have, you know, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, Tom. I it was coming from a good place.
Yeah, just trying to make the show better, you know?
Wow, I'm so proud of you guys. That was awesome.
Sorry, Nadav. Sorry, Zolo.
That's very big of you. We're all proud of you over here in the booth.
Thanks. Annie, you did nothing wrong.
No, Annie's perfect.
Love you, Tom.
Okay. So we're all good now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as everything's good on that side.
100% good.
Great.
Sorry about that. Is that good?
Yeah, I'm happy if you're happy.
I'm happy.
I'm always on your side.
Yeah.
Team Tom, whatever, I'm always on your side, Gene.
Yeah, I said, you know, I was like, why would they fuck with me, you know?
Yeah, and then fucking dummies.
Turns out they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't, but
yeah.
If it turns out this is a double fucking trick and you are fucking with me, then fuck you, man.
See, but it's like, why would we?
No, we're cool. We're good.
But why would we want to fuck with you?
I don't know.
Why would we set you up to fail on the show?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know, but I feel like you're doing it right now. So if you're fucking with me, no, I'm just kidding.
You think you're better than me?
You think you're fucking better than me, man?
Yeah. It's so true. People don't really do things to you, do they? Like last week when I accused you of clipping your ball hairs on my makeup counter, like you didn't do that to me.
That's right.
You just did that.
I just did it, and it looked like I clipped my ball hair on your counter when I didn't. I just used the hair dryer to get my head and beard trimmings everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I took it personally.
Yeah, but I didn't try to do it to
you. But that wasn't a personal thing.
I literally just went to where the hair dryer was plugged in.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting, that life, huh? How it goes. Well, I'm being kind of serious.
Yeah.
Because, like, you think so many things happen to you. There, and it's not really.
It takes you a long time I wish, you know, we joke about what could you tell, like, 17-year-old self?
Oh, my gosh.
The one thing, honestly, if I could tell myself one thing, like, go back, you're only allowed to tell yourself one thing. I would sit myself down and be like, no one is thinking or talking about you.
That's such a good one.
Like, just... You know what I mean? Like all your insecurities. You're like, oh, people.
You know what I mean?
When you're in high school and going, oh my God. And you think like that person thinks like everyone's thinking about their own shit. No one's thinking about your shit.
Amen.
No one is talking to you.
Praise Allah.
No one's talking about you.
No one cares.
It's a waste of their time and it's over in fucking 5 seconds. Like,
praise Allah. That is the biggest, right there. That is the biggest blessing in the skies.
Yeah.
When you learn that no one gives a fig fark Newton about you.
Yeah.
They're just in their own heads. And not only that, and let's take it further.
Yep.
90% of the time, they're just projecting their own shit onto what you're saying and doing. Very seldom, even in relationships like this,
are
we not projecting and putting our own view on what that other person is saying or doing.
Everyone's doing it in every
relationship. All the time. Every minute of every fucking day.
No one's really doing that, except for the fact that these guys are fucking with me with these clips.
That was different,
That was different. Yeah, but
that was different.
Other than that, now I'm back on the earlier opinion.
Which is?
I think they fucked with me.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
All right, so.
Karen.
I don't know, I saw this and I felt like it's definitely worth sharing because I don't know what is happening.
Time to do some sketchy shit. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Hope I get away with it. Oh, doo-dah, day. Ooh, chips. Hell yeah. That's convenient. Yeah. We fucking center a little too fucking hard, but.
Woo! He just.
I don't know.
Drove into like a body of water.
Yeah.
And he's laughing and making a video.
Is this Fed Smoker? I feel like this is very.
It is not. But.
Dude, I don't even know.
You called his name.
This is America, right?
And you summoned him. So.
Oh, no. Did I have to?
This is wild.
This is America, fuckface.
This motherfucker. I mean, every time you think Fed Smoker couldn't get any crazier, he does shit like harass the FBI.
Come on, Johnny.
Well, he looks young.
Yeah, I got John Kavanaugh's news press conference sign up over in Council Bluffs. Is he available right now?
No, he's not.
Is he going to be available for a news conference today?
No, he's not.
When do you think he might be available for one?
Not for a while.
How long's a while? How long's a while?
Mr. Peterson.
She knows his name.
Yeah, Mr. Peterson. Like, come on, man.
Well, I'm going to be here with this sign for a while, like a year or two if I got to. When's Johnny going to come talk about you guys' covering up the kidnapping scene over in Hall County when I took the chief of police down? Tell Johnny, boy, we got to talk. Okay? Mm-hmm. You there? Or'd you bail, FBI? You probably bailed.
I mean, I just feel like there's got to be like a not too very deep law about harassing. I feel like they could be like, hey, man, you know that there's a penal code about this, right? Like,
well, why is he harassing the FBI? When
I think he really thinks he's doing real. Like, it took me a while.
He's a CIA double agent. Isn't his ranking higher than?
I think.
Aren't you supposed to say FBI when you answer the phone, woman?
No, this
isn't the FBI. Oh, this is the FBI.
No, this is the mortician.
Oh, no, you subliminally threatening me, you fucking cunt? Huh, bitch? Tell Johnny, boy, that's against the law, you rotten slut. Threatening to be a mortician now, huh? Americans gonna love you.
Americans, yeah.
You gonna come kill me, bitch? Is that what you wanna do? You're on record and you're on film. You just threatened that you're the mortician? You going to kill me, cunt? Is that what you're going to do? This is for News 5 and Omaha World Herald, mortician. Where's Johnny at? The mortician, Americans.
It's funny. I'm going to be in Omaha June 4th. Omaha Funny Bone. Go ahead and get your tickets. ChristinaPOnline.com. This is crazy town. Could you imagine being that woman getting that call?
Well, at least she has like a sweet spin on it. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm not the FBI.
Dude, I would be terrified if this fool was saying this crazy shit to me. I'd be like, dude, what?
Of course, everybody should be. This is a nightmare. This
is a nightmare?
He is a walking, talking nightmare. Absolutely.
God.
Hello, did you just threaten you were the mortician when I called the FBI, you rotten pig? You don't tell me you're a fucking mortician, slut. You don't kill nobody in America. You got that, FBI? You ain't no fucking killer. You got it, bitch. You work for the government, you fucking cunt. You ain't no fucking mortician, bitch. You got that?
You just lost your life.
He looks really young there and really good.
Looks great. He looks really handsome.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm being serious.
No, I know.
Like compared to
his later years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is his early work. And I have to say, I'm really impressed with how long he got away with
doing this
horseshit. Yeah.
Oh, it's a long time.
I mean, how the fuck is he not in jail or in a mental hospital?
Don't know.
You've just ruined your life.
I don't know.
Dude, I mean, he just ran the streets like a maniac for a fucking, a decade doing this horseshit?
Take it easy, fuckhead.
Calling the mortician, but he thought it was the FBI and walking into newspapers and harassing editors and
or
the cops.
Or the car dealership asking them to sponsor his drive.
I mean.
Across the country.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah.
It's scary. It actually scares me how little this guy was wrangled.
Well, like, he knew how to operate in the shadows, you know?
Rocking pig.
Yeah.
God, let's buy fucking 10 guns, babe. Texas.
You rotten slut.
Keep this asshole off our fucking property, man.
This is the worst thing that could happen to you.
Yeah.
Would be like
Connell.
A Connell knocking on your door would be the beginning of. It would make you crazy. It's like one of those movies, you know, where the person's like stuck
like
inside.
Cape Fear.
Like the person's like walking around the house, like waving. You're like, I gotta fucking get out. Like he is a walking nightmare. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I love him. Please send in his videos. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
What a fucking asshole. Captain Asshole. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What in the fuck is an acai bowl?
You know,
and why the fuck are people standing in line for these?
I don't know. I've had it a couple times.
What is it?
I don't know. I've been in, you know, you're
the
feeling.
It's like slushy, right?
Yeah. It's kind of gooey, kind of gelatiny. What is it? What does it say there?
The acai berry is an inch-long reddish-purple fruit. It comes from the acai palm tree from Central and South America.
I mean, is it any better than, like, eating a bowl of grapes? Is it, like, what the fuck?
I think they tell you, I mean, it says there are health benefits. I mean, like, you know, I don't know. It's like a thing that you go, I'm being healthy. That's why people order it.
Yeah, but it has to be loaded with sugar and
I don't know if it
bullshit,
is.
Too.
What does it say
like, everything
let's,
else.
Let's read.
What they sell.
What is it? Okay. What are the health benefits? People eat acai berries to address various health conditions, but so far, have no known health benefits.
Of course.
Okay.
Different from similar fruits. See, it's another fad.
Yeah, it's a fad.
I'm like...
It's trendy.
It is trendy.
But also when you order the bowls, it's a mix, Matt, you know? There's other ingredients in there usually.
What do they put in there?
I'm not sure.
Like, I don't know.
It's kind of like a frozen yogurt dessert, it feels like. Like, they put peanut butter in there, some granola.
They mix it up.
So then there's all...
for breakfast.
Okay, so there's all this sugar in there. So now it's just a bowl of sugar, and they're like, it's healthy. No, it's not. I see people lining up for these, and
where do you see them lining up?
In the neighborhood,
dude. Oh, really?
Next to the FedEx place.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the coffee place.
Acai bowls?
Bro. Oh, no, next to the vet, dude. And I was picking up some drugs for Bitsy, and I'm seeing these idiots standing in line for a purple bowl of bullshit, and I'm like, this has got to be nonsense. Mm. Nonsense.
Nonsense, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
It's not healthy. There's no way.
I think I tried it once to be like, you know, I'll try it. Like, I forget, a breakfast place, and I saw it. I'll try it. And it was fine. But I wasn't like, I love this. You know?
Well, I think why I'm so irked by it
is
that it's presenting itself as a healthy treat.
Yeah.
But there's no way if it's full of other shit, it's just a sugar bowl.
Well, usually if there's a ton of fruit, period, you're eating a ton of sugar, right?
Tons of sugar. Yeah. So don't market it as, it's not.
You sound like Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Right now. Yeah.
Well, I want to cancel. I'm canceling acai bowls. We should be outraged.
By the way,
hashtag.
I'll take it a step further, and I'll say let's cancel fruit.
Cancel fruit.
We're done with fruit, and stop presenting yourself as healthy.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking flooding people's glucose, you fucking fruit cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jump off a bridge and make it.
And if you sell fruit, we're going to pick it in front of your store.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying, if you're going to have a treat, have a treat. Go get ice cream.
You should get breakfast brownies.
Start
your day with breakfast brownies instead of acai bowl.
That's what I mean. Like, just go full throttle.
There you go.
Get the treat.
You want to do your dates real quick?
You do, man. I'm terrified to come in front of you.
All right.
These are my dates.
Christina P. will be appearing in Omaha, Nebraska, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, right? Yeah. And 6th.
Oh, looks like you slowed it down little bit.
I can't read. Then she's going to Salt Lake City, June 11th and 12th. Wise guys. On over to San Antonio, July 15th, 16th, and 17th. LOL. And then Liberty Township Funny Bone, July 22nd through 24th. From there, it's on to Columbus, Ohio, at the August 12th through the 14th at the Funny Bone there. Oklahoma City, Bricktown in September. All tickets are available at Christina P. Online. And yes, she'll be in Indy and Denver as well. Tommy Buns doing some shows in Espanol, June 25th and 26th in Ontario. The 27th is in Brea. Those are the Spanish shows. Tickets on sale at tomsegura.com. Stay tuned for more shows announced soon. And we're going to have our guest here.
That was really good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Our guest will be here in a moment.
We'll be back to talking about farts and dicks after this quick break.
Oh, my jeans. I am so excited for our guest today. You know him from the Howard Stern Show. He does the Shuley Show live every Tuesday on his Patreon and then regularly your podcast drops every Friday, The Shuly Show. Hello, it's Shuly Agar. Come on, everybody.
Come on now.
Come on.
Hello.
Come on.
Hello. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, Shuly.
Shalomy homies.
Nice to have one of your own on the couch.
Yeah, yes, man. I mean, he was born here, so he's kind of a poser, but whatever. It's all good.
He's kind of a poser.
You know.
Give him a hard time. Please.
You were born in Israel, or just your parents were from?
No, I was born in Israel. OJ, original Jew.
Okay.
Don't forget that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Represent.
You know, I got to tell you, man, this guy, every, like, you know, we have, like, say, work done here. There's an AC guy coming or, you know, a soundproofing guy. I'll be like, how'd it go? He goes, he was Israeli, so I told him to take a hike. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, 100% right. Let me tell you something. One of my jobs before doing stand-up in the Stern Show, I worked in this souvenir liquor store in downtown Fremont Street, Vegas, right? Was owned by Israeli guys, right? And Israelis would come in there occasionally, and I had a rule. What the people I worked with, I said, when Israelis come into this store, I'm not Israeli. Do not tell them I'm Israeli. I don't want to talk to them. Leave me out of it. And he'd say, why? I said, because every time I meet them, it's the same two questions. Is this your store? Can I get a discount? Same two questions, right? So one night, it's getting 12 o'clock. And I yell to the security guard, who's Israeli. I tell him to close the door. I goes, go to Delet. And he shuts the door. And I'm stocking film. I'm putting stuff away. And I hear this voice behind me in Hebrew. And he's in Hebrew. He's asking me, can I get a roll of film? And I don't turn around. Like, I don't hear. I don't know what he's saying.
Say it in Hebrew.
He says, and I don't turn around. And he says again, Slicha, Efshar 24 tmonot film, Kodak. And I turn around, I go, are you talking to me? And he goes, yes. And I said, I don't understand what you're saying. He goes, are you Israeli? I didn't know he was in the store when I said shut the door in Hebrew. So I look at him and I go, no, I'm from Pittsburgh. And he goes, okay, I hear you say close the door. And I go, my boss is Israeli. He taught me that. I go,
you were quick, man.
Yeah. And he said, because that's how bad I didn't want to talk to him, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, so he believes me, and he starts with his English, and his jaw's shaking. He's like, I need 200 speed film.
Film.
36. And I cut him off. I go, do you want 24 or 36 pictures? And he starts yelling at me in Hebrew. He's like, you motherfucker. It's like, you got me speaking English. He's like, that's good. That's good. Is this your store? Can I get a discount
on the film?
And I go, oh, fuck yourself.
Dude, I remember when we first got in here, we were doing soundproof appraisals.
Yeah.
And so he calls me, Nadav calls me, and he's like, you know, the guy pulls up, he's Israeli, so, you know, I immediately want to tell him to fuck off. And I'm like, look, we need to play soundproof, man. So he's like, he gave us a quote, and it was like, I'm just making it up, but it was like, you know, $11,000. And he goes, that's a pretty good price. Then I go, hey, follow up with that guy. So he calls me. He goes, I followed up with him. It's now 16. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, dude, I told you. And then I go, well, call him back. He goes, I called him back. It's 18.
Oh, my God.
So then I was like, all right. He goes, I told you, man, you can't do it. And that's all from him.
He's right. Listen, yeah. I worked in that store for 2 years. I met people from my homeroom class in high school. They didn't ask for a fucking discount. They didn't ask for shit. They paid. They said, it was great to see you. Take care.
That's hilarious.
It's like, just because you're from Israel and I'm from Israel, I remember being a kid flying to see family in Israel when we moved here to the States with my mom. And my mom's a smoker, so this was back in the day, could smoke on the flights. And she'd be in the back smoking, and I remember all the Hasids get up, and they go to the window at sunrise, and they all start davening, right? Yeah, like mental patients.
Yeah.
Right? And my mom is smoking a cigarette, and one of them made the mistake. They go, could you not smoke when we are davening? And my mom, without missing a beat, she goes, now I will smoke twice as much. And she took drags and would bend over the seat and blow it
Jesus
at them.
Jesus Christ.
And she hates them.
That's so funny. I think this is
the
thing,
though. Loves it. Look how happy
he's so
he is.
Happy.
It's true.
But this also, there's a part of this that is about, it's not so much about Israelis as much as it is about one's own. Because my mother is Peruvian.
Right.
And 100% of the time, if you're dealing with any type of, you know, it could be the same type of thing, like working in a store or like, you know, somebody coming to construction and it's a Latin person, she'll be like,
yeah,
keep your eye And also, I don't trust him. I'm like, why? Because he's Latin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to try to take something from us.
100%.
So I'm like, okay.
It's like, remember the Hungarian? We met a Hungarian tennis coach.
Oh, yeah.
Instantly, they were like, oh, you're Hungarian. She's Hungarian. And I said, I don't want to meet her. I fucking know it, dude.
Yeah.
The personality is going to suck. And sure enough.
And it did. It did.
Fucking downer. Like, oh, you're miserable. Everything is bullshit. Yeah. And it's like, dude, I know. You fucking suck. That's why we're here in this country. It's better.
That's right. You're 100% right. There's a Hebrew school teacher and a rabbi a few blocks away from us, like kind of in our area. And my wife tells me, did you see there's a rabbi and we should invite them over? I go, don't you dare. Don't you bring them in this fucking house. Yep. You know what? I had a guy named Abdul come fix my plumbing before I had these fucking show up. So it's not happening. I got into it on a flight with
Israelis.
Orthodox Jewish couple. I had a middle seat and they were the seatmates. And I was like, hey, you guys look really happy. I go, you probably want to talk. You know, I'm fine with the window or the aisle. And right away, she, you know, turns on the charm. I want the window and he wants the aisle. So I'm fucking stuck. I throw the AirPods in and we take off. And when I wake up like a half hour later, the husband is standing in the aisle and he's handing me a fucking baby that they didn't have with them when the plane took. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh,
what?
My God. Yeah. Like gypsies. They hand you the baby and they take your wallet.
And here's the kicker. I take the things out and he doesn't go, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah. He goes, excuse me. No, he goes, hand the baby to my wife. Right? Like, that's a gift.
What?
Wow.
And I go, no. Like that. And he says to his wife in Hebrew, not knowing that I speak it, he says, Zelam ani sone otam, which means that's why I hate them. Right.
And thinking you're a goyim?
Well, that's the most upsetting part is I'm like, you can't tell I'm a fucking Jew. Like, what are you mistaking me for?
Wait, so what do you say back to him? Do you say something?
In Hebrew. In Hebrew, I said, Lechti zayenta ima shelcha batachat.
What's that?
Do you want him to translate? You want me to tell you?
You tell me.
It means go fuck your mother in her asshole.
That's a fun
flight. That's a good one.
Well, I'm not a good waker-upper, by the way, you know, a couple minutes. But he...
That woke him up, I'm sure.
Oh, the baby went back real quick to wherever that was rented from or whatever happened. And they sat like statues the rest of that flight. Nobody had to piss, shit, nothing.
Good.
I've never seen a dog this happy in
so
the entire
happy.
Time we've worked together.
I am sweating.
I'm telling you.
Nadav, what do you hate most about your culture?
Where do I start? I mean, Julie just got most of it. It's them wanting a part of whatever you have. It's just implied
it's an
that
expectation.
They get a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole handing you a baby, like the Hasidics being like, could you not smoke near us while we're doing this? It's just like,
well,
I mean, great.
Know,
yeah.
New York, they're super aggressive too. Like when I was working at the office, I'd go and get lunch and the guy would be like, you know, standing outside on a Friday and he'd go, you Jew? Like that. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to the ish at the end of this shit? and if you're yelling it out, you know that I am, by the way, because you don't have the balls to do that, you know. And I go, and he goes, you wearing your tefillin today? This fucking it's a wrap that goes around your arm. It's got a prayer
like
box in it,
this is just
right?
a guy, like, on the street?
Yeah, he's like trying to, it's like a recruiter.
Yeah,
right?
I got you.
Like, you're going to go, really? There's a thing I can wrap on my arm? Yeah. Sign me up. And I go, no, I'm good. And he goes, and he grabs my arm. He's like, I could put it. And I go, the fuck off of me, dude.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to Wendy's. Get a Baconator.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong fucking Jew. I love being Jewish. I love my culture. I love my history, my family's history. My parents met in the army. They fought for the state of Israel. But, you know, I'm proud enough to call us annoying when we're fucking annoying. And we are. We're just pushy.
Wow.
Yeah. I respect it, man.
You have cable? You have black box? You what? I give you now 1,400 channels, huh? And we can't whisper for shit.
No?
Really?
No whisper. A true Israeli?
No inside voice.
Is that true, Nadav? Did you find that to be true?
Yeah, he's
wait, that's true. Because
that's
remember
true
the word the word you taught me yesterday? Okay, so I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, predominantly Israeli neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And I grew up hearing from the pool area, it was an apartment complex, Abba!
Abba, yeah.
Vladim!
Yeah, Ladim.
Ladim. And I thought that was somebody's name. Ladim. And he says, no, it's how you call the children.
Yeah, it's how you call the kids back inside. Yeah, Ladim.
Yeah, Abba,
I did not know that.
Abba's dad.
Right.
And Abba, it, with Abba. My mom, with all three of us, I have two older brothers, she taught us all the first words to say is Abba. And I asked her, I said, why? She says, because when you wake up in the middle of the night, you call him, not me.
Fuck, I should have done that.
That's genius.
That's fucking Jedi level shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Brilliant.
There.
Yeah.
My parents are like down low, like some of the best advice and some of the worst process, like the delivery of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I would stay up late to watch Carson in my room, right? I was like 11, 12. I hear my dad coming, so I'd pretend to be asleep, and he would stand by my head. And I just see like his torso. He would just stand there for like 10 seconds. He wouldn't say anything. I'd just be sitting there with my eyes cracked going, this is really fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then he'd tell me in Hebrew, he'd say, Talo yachol lafchid zona im zayin.
Sav loves it.
Which means you can't scare a hooker with a dick. He would tell me that as I pretended to go to sleep. And I would start laughing immediately. And that's how he would catch me. But.
Yeah, your dad is quite a character. I love your dad's stories from the Stern Show.
Yeah, he's
great.
He's old school, my dad.
Yeah, same with ours.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got old OS dads, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mine's Hungarian, Israeli.
Yeah, mine's Vietnam. Old school American. Yeah, yeah.
Do they? Your parents still argue in their native?
I don't know. Because
that's the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dad was married to a Hungarian lady, yeah.
Yeah, I told my wife, I'm like, I feel bad for you that you just, you know, the most you heard your mom call your dad an asshole.
Yeah.
But like, I remember my mom telling my dad in Hebrew to take a popsicle out of the freezer, shove it up your ass, eat it, and tell me what it tastes like.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like all the cursing in other languages is so much
so
better.
Much
it's like a short story.
Yeah. And it's also like I talk about it on stage even that it's like it reveals things about cultures.
Yes.
You know? And so I feel like American cursing reveals that our culture is like powerful but complacent.
Right.
It's not that creative.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. You know? Agreed.
But you go abroad and you hear things like that and you're like, what in the fuck? And then you learn that like, oh yeah. And a lot of people talk like that. It's not just like one person saying that shit. It's really common. Like when you travel, you hear it's so much better. All the cursing is better.
I remember a Hungarian friend of mine told me once a phrase, go crawl back up your mother's vagina in Hungarian.
Oof, azanyad spichabo.
Yeah, I mean, that's classy.
But even like your signature Hungarian, a kurva ishtambosame,
is God fucking your whore mother in her ass.
Yeah, I mean, when God's fucking
God
your whore mother.
God fucks your whore mom.
I love that.
Yeah. That's true. Americans, the worst thing you can say in the English language is like motherfucker. And that's not even.
It's a punch. It's like a jab. You're
motherfucker.
Like, whoa.
But it's not
colorful.
Yeah.
You know, it's not poetry. Like,
God
that's like
fucks
music.
You, your mother's pussy, you know? And this and that.
My mom called my dad a retarded goat fucker from the north once in Hebrew, which always stuck with me because I'm always like, why do you have to specify the north.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And because you know there's got to be a detail in there.
Because I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's good fuckers in the south, but they're cool people.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're all right.
But those northerners, man.
So she's trying to differentiate, you know, draw a line. Hey, you're not like, you're the scummy northerner.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
So where are your folks now? Are they in New York?
They're in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, they live in Vegas. They, you know, once a week I get the call to kill all buzzes. Or happiness.
Oh yeah, that's what parents do.
Drag you down.
Always.
As soon as I'm like, hello. She's like, yo, you remember we are still alive?
Oh,
that's
God.
Opening
it's
line
the worst.
Every time.
I'm glad that other people, because sometimes you feel like it's just you. Because my mother, I call her, and she'll be like, oh.
Right.
What did, right. Why are you?
Like you just came back from Iraq or something. Right? Like you've been gone for 3 years.
What did I do to deserve the call?
What did I do?
Which has the exact opposite effect of its desired intent.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And she's like, why are you calling? She's like, you're not out making your money and doing your chores. I'm like, I'm just calling my mom. And then I go, you know, this is a two-way relationship and you never call me, right?
Yeah.
Ever. She's like, do you want to talk to your father?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, my dad is just a delivery system of bad news. Like, that's, he lives to share horrific bad stories. We were staying with him 2 years ago. I do Vegas every year at Brad Garrett's place, and we stay with them, and I bring my kids, and it's great. I love it. My brothers come out, and we're having breakfast, and we're sitting at the table. My kids are there. My dad comes. He takes a sip of his coffee, and he just goes, "Did you see a woman was raped in Disney World?" Literally what we're opening with. Good morning.
So immigrant. That is so fucking like.
Yeah.
Well, then again, your dad.
My dad loves it. My dad, they came out here and we went to a nice steakhouse.
Yeah.
And we sat down and kind of getting your bearings. Server comes up, my dad goes, "Oh, did you hear who died? My cousin." He said it like cheerfully, and we were like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he's like, "No, yeah, hadn't talked to her in a while. She's dead." And we were like, "What the fuck?" And then he goes to medical malpractice from the hospital. He's like, "Do you know what they did at the hospital? They burned a lady's vagina."
Yeah.
And we had to give her $200,000. I'm like, "Oh." And
hydrochloric acid in her vagina. Like, I'm like,
"Can
what?
I get one of those shrimp?" Like, "Yeah, sure, man." The fuck?
Is that just also a function of age where it gets more entertaining to tell bummer stories than to tell positive
you
tales?
Think they're like, they look happy. Let's bring it down. A couple of fucking notches.
It is strange, right? It is kind of, I don't know. Is it a function of age?
I think some of it is because your life becomes like your friends start to die.
But it is
your
weird
health
because
shuts down.
We're all going like up. We're like,
right.
Hey, this thing's happening. This is great.
Yeah.
My kid did this. And they're like, "Do you know who got raped?"
Yeah.
Like,
I'll give you a great example. My dad and I were on a flight together from Vegas to L.A. And I'd never sat with him on a flight before. And I realized when I sat with him that he's nervous. He's scared of flying because he won't shut up. He won't stop talking. But here's where that factors in, right? He could be talking about anything. But what's he sharing with me? Airline crash statistics as we're
flight.
Getting ready to take off.
Yeah.
And he's been in wars, so he's loud. So like three rows around are getting these fun facts, you know?
Yeah.
And he's 1998 Sioux City, Iowa, you know? A plane like the one we are on now. Screaming in the
114 front. Yeah. People.
Half the plane lived, half the plane died. Crazy, right? It's on takeoff. You just see people hit the drink button. You know?
I love like, it.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you can't, because you grow up this way too, like, is your wife American?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does she relate to this shit?
She used to, when we were dating and I would do impressions of my dad, she's like, "Your dad doesn't sound like fucking Count Chocula, dude." And then she met him. She's like, "Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's from Romania originally."
Oh.
And so he sounded like, you know, my friends used to call the house when I was going to school. And they go, I'd pick up. I go, "Hello." I go, "Mr. Igor, is Shuli there?" I go, "Who is this?"
Yeah.
"Well, this is Wesley." "Wesley, what the fuck do you want?" My friends would just hang up.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's just this, he's like, it took me years to realize what a gem of a sense of humor this man has.
Yeah.
Because you're too close to that situation. You don't see it sometimes.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's legit. Really
and then
funny.
My mom is just this animal. She's just, she keeps everybody on, everybody's terrified of her till this day. You know, she makes fucking snap judgment calls on people in a second. She's like, does a Terminator's? "I don't like your friend Dan." Immediately. Why? "Didn't say goodbye when he left last time. Don't talk to him anymore."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, it's one of my best friends.
Yeah. I'm like, he saved me once. I don't care. Anyone can save anyone. So yeah, that's them. That's where that's what molded this.
And like, what do they think about today's society? Do they what do they think about gender pronouns?
Oh man. They are let me tell you, man, they are fucking old
on board with it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I dated a black girl when I was 16, and that's the angriest I've ever seen my mom. So they're old school, yeah.
Yeah. What not about
doing?
It and feelings and such and
what are you sad? Everyone is sad.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know, I'm thousands of miles away. My kids don't call me. I call them, and every day we are closer to the end. That's from an actual conversation.
Yeah.
After me going, "How are you?
How are you?"
That's what I got.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So good.
So I'm like, let me talk to Captain Rape over there. Can you tell him on the phone?
God.
Let me hear from that ray of sunshine.
I'm just so glad that it's spread, like that other people have this, you know?
Oh my God. I think worst. Of our dinners and our like.
And then do you think that like we're going to be like this? Like in
100%.
30
years? It's,
really?
It's inevitable. You can fight it all you want, but it comes out. I don't hear like him now. I used to goof on him because I would ask him a question in the car. He'd go, "Let me turn off the air conditioner." And I'm like, if you can't hear over wind, like you're fucked, right? Like, and now I'm like, people whisper something in this ear, which is fucked. And I just go, "Say it again in this one." And they're like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
My wife is just, I'm like, huh? She's like, "Stop with the huh. Yeah. I'm going to fucking stab you in the forehead if I hear it one more time."
You don't like when she says, huh? It's annoying.
No, when I say, when you say, I can't hear. I'm deaf in one ear. I went shooting with my dad and a friend. Years and years ago, no ear protection.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No ear protection. No,
they were laughing about it on the way home. My ear's ringing, and the guy on my left is talking to me. I can't hear. It's all hum. It's all hum. And he's going to my dad, you know, in Hebrew. He goes, "I think we fucked up his ear." And my dad's just laughing. He goes, "He'll be fine." You know.
Yeah.
I broke my toe once. I go, "Dad, I broke my toe." He goes, "I've never heard of that before." So he's just...
My dad never thought that anything that hurt probably hurt.
Yeah.
Like, every time I was like, "I think I hurt my arm," he'd be like, "Oh, yeah. All right." And he just like turn. I'd be like, "Well, he's like, go take some Tylenol." I'm like, "What?
Dude,
can I get an x-ray or something?"
Dude, I don't think my dad ever took me to the doctor, ever.
Yeah.
Like,
I broke my shoulder
and
drove myself to the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. And then I came home. I'm like, broke my shoulder playing football. And he goes, "How do you do this?" Like, what am I having? Do I have an ulterior motive here?
Yeah.
Am I hiding something from you?
I just want you to help me, man.
Yeah.
Help.
You see, I'm in a sling. This is official. Yeah. What's really going on here, huh?
And also, like, it's a personal failure. Like, you should have known better than to inconvenience him with your injury.
Who breaks a shoulder? Weak people.
I did.
A weakness.
I broke it.
Yeah. My humerus. Gone.
I have to tell you, it's so good to actually hear you talking this way, because on Howard Stern show, I only would get a few snippets of your personality, and then we get an...
Through a voice, usually. Hello, it's Patricia.
Right, so then you'd go through Tan Mom, you'd catch up on Underdog, on High Pitch.
Sure.
Now, let's get to the fucking...
To make clear to the audience here, I understand that you worked on the show, and you... You yourself were a fan first, and there are a lot of fans. I've never spent time with as devout a fan of something than you are with the Howard Stern Show. You are really, really a dedicated
fan. Thank you. And when I got to meet Shuli at the Comedy Store.
Oh, I mean, she came back fucking
so happy.
Ear to ear.
Well, it's like, funny because so I walk in here and it's you. Like at my shows, like I can see the person who's the fan and I could see the person who was reluctantly dragged to the show against their will. And you guys have the same exact look, which I love. Tom's like, "Yeah, we'll have him in." Okay.
No. I'm super excited to have you. But I'm just saying,
that's how it is with that show.
I love it.
No, it's cool because literally, I mean, for the last, I don't know how many years, you know, I'm walking up the stairs and I just hear her giggling and I'm like, "What's going on?" And then, you know, after a while you're like, "Oh," and then you get in the car and it Stern shows on. Like, she's a real fan.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I'm sure you, and maybe you agree, like, Howard is someone I grew up with. I started listening to him when I was 14 in my dad's shop. My dad had a forklift business. And I would work there in the summers. And I was so fucking bored. And that's when I got into Howard Stern. And he formed a lot of my humor. This guy, in my mind, is some form of a father figure to me. Because he reminds me a little bit of my dad. He's kind of hard knocks.
Right.
And it's this whole world that I just related to. Like, in a world of corny-ass radio, he was, like, the one thing that seemed real and cool.
He definitely was. I remember it took me by surprise, the show, and how I gravitated towards it because of the realness, because of this guy yelling at his boss or yelling at his coworker. And I was a kid. I'd never worked in an office before. I didn't know any of that. But yet it felt like, well, it was the first reality show that I ever watched or listened to. Right. And so I remembered my dad driving me to junior high and I put the show on. I go, "You got to listen to this show." I go, "I'm going to be on this show one day."
Really?
No
way.
Now
check this out. The segment that was playing was a guy who was a guest who brought in three different types of dog shit. And he claimed he could guess what breed the dog shit, what breed dog the dog shit was from. And if he got it wrong, he would eat the shit on the air.
Brilliant.
And my dad's listening to this. And my dad and just looks at it and he goes, what a wonderful program this is. But yeah, I was drawn to it immediately. And I was a fan for over a decade before I ever called in.
That's wild.
Yeah. And it was funny. You know, I just decided one night, they said they were coming to Vegas. I was living in Vegas at the time. They said, we're coming to Vegas to broadcast from the Hard Rock.
I remember those shows.
And I said, I'm going to call in. I'm going to try to get on. And literally just, I dialed the number. It rang. I got put on hold. I got on before the call ended. He's like, all right, you can come play a hand of blackjack with us at the table. And I was working at this souvenir liquor store run by Israelis. So I brought every penny to my name, which was $300. We get an 11. We're all playing one spot on the table, right? Mm-hmm. We get an 11. Now everybody wants to double down, and I don't have any more money. And Howard stakes me another 300. Dealer busts. Everybody wins. And I go home, and I'm like, all right, this is my job now. Like, I'm going to call these guys every day. I'm going to figure out something, a game, an impression, whatever I can come up with. I'm going to call in, and I just want to play ball with these guys, and maybe someday down the road, I'll get an opportunity to do something with them.
And you would call every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and my ratio was pretty good. Like, I would get on a lot. There would be a couple days where I wouldn't, but I would get on a lot, and my calls would last a long time. Like, I'd be on for, like, 10, 15 minutes. Like,
how do you go from that to, like, the actual getting hired?
So he announces that he's going to Sirius at some point,
yes.
And I'm in Vegas. And in my head, I'm going, okay. And he says, I'm going to let regular listeners, you know, regular callers, whack packers, I'm going to give them shows. I'm going to give them a chance to do stuff at Sirius. So in my head, I'm going, all right, I got to learn how to do radio. Maybe he's going to give me a shot. So me and two comedy buddies of mine, we went and rented internet airtime on this internet channel. And we did a radio show every Saturday for 2 hours. I wanted to make sure that I didn't get in front of a mic and just go, you know, and that's it. So we did that for about a month. And then this one day I get a phone call from this guy, Tim Sabian, who ended up being the program director for Howard.
I remember Tim Sabian.
And he goes, hey, I want you to, he says, if you were to interview Beetlejuice and ask him three questions, what would those three questions be?
On the spot he just asked you?
And so, and I don't even remember what I said to him, but I threw out three questions and he goes, this was a Saturday. He says, can you be on a flight tomorrow to New York? He goes, I can't talk to you about it over the phone, but I need you to fly out. And I'm thinking it's Sal or somebody fucking with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, Sal, if you're fucking bullshitting me right now,
yeah,
I'm going to fuck you up. When I see, and he's like, I'm not kidding you. He says, come out here, fly out. I'll explain everything tomorrow. So now I'm doing comedy full time, which means I'm making no money.
Yeah.
I move back in with my folks. I got to go to my dad, and I go, can you get me a plane ticket to New York? For when? For tomorrow. Till this day. I talked to him 3 weeks ago. I said, you remember when you got me that? $940. Remembers it to this day. Does not let me forget it. I get on the plane ticket with 2 weeks worth of clothes for a 1 week audition. I get on the plane. I land. They bring me into this boardroom with all these reporters. This is for this Howard 100 news that he had.
Yeah.
And these are all legit reporters. And the one thing they don't know is the show. They're not psychotic super fans.
Right.
Like myself.
Right.
And like you.
Yeah.
So they literally said, you need to teach them who's who and what's what on the show.
No.
So that was my first day. And then day two, I kind of shot my wad on day one. I was so excited. And I realized I kind of taught him everything. What am I going to do? How do I stay here more than a week? So I snuck a recorder out and I went out to Times Square. And I'd been doing stand-up for years before this. So I went out and I talked to people about Howard, but I did crowd work. Whatever their answer was, I made it funny.
Yeah.
Or I tried to. And I brought it back to the news director at the time and I played it for her. And within 15 seconds, she goes, this is fantastic. I'm putting this on the air. Now, Howard at this point hadn't even gotten to Sirius yet. He was still under contract on Terrestrial.
Yeah.
So Howard 100 News was the only thing on Howard's channel.
Yeah.
So to hear that now this is going to get played on the air, for me, it was like, okay, now I got to learn all of this shit. I got to learn how to edit audio. I got to learn how to interview people. I got to learn how to do, because fuck, man, if they would have said we need somebody to shine shoes in the bathroom, I would have stayed for that too.
Wow.
So it was about staying there and not leaving. I didn't want to go back to Vegas. Didn't want to go back to my folks.
Yeah.
And a 1 week audition lasted a month. I went back home because I asked him if I could get more clothes, and I brought back a ton of clothes, and I worked for a full year. And now this news team was about 20 people when I started. It got down to 4, and I was one of the 4, and I ended up being a reporter for about 8 years or correspondent.
I remember. Shit, what was your sign-off? I'm Shuli.
No, I used to go, Shalom, biatch.
Yeah,
that was it.
Shalom, biatch. Yeah. That's right.
I remember, like, for me, too, like, obviously you guys very
shalom,
devout, but
biatch.
I had a period, too. First, I heard him, seventh grade getting ready for school in the suburbs of Milwaukee, so it was obviously syndicated there, but the time where it was the biggest for me was when I worked the graveyard shift at a production place. So I would work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So I would actually listen when I remember
on drive time. Yeah.
Well, I would listen like as the show began, but like at fucking 4 in the morning or whatever, the whole night you're doing like this miserable post-production stuff, wanting to fucking die.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I would look, all of a sudden it'd be 2 in the morning. I'd be like, oh, like in 2 hours. I could turn the Stern show on. And this is when, what was that radio station?
97.1.
Because it had
that was
good
when he
talk
was on.
Radio all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had
Conway
Tim
and Steckler.
Great show.
Yeah. They were great, man. But
Blow
Stern
me up,
was.
Tom Lake is. Yeah. Dump that
I've watched
dump
him
that
come
bitch.
Out of the Forum Club smashed about 77 times.
Oh, yeah.
Living out here, yeah.
But it was cool.
Which way do you have your toilet paper hanging? Up or down? It was a call.
That guy was ridiculous.
Fall lines are open. Is she a pig?
Yeah. He'd do he's like, I went out with a dime. I went out with a dime and I spent about $6 on her.
Yeah.
I banged her. And you're like, what?
No, you
are
didn't.
You talking
he's 400 pounds. He
oh, man.
Any of that.
Let's go to the fat whore pig line. You're on with Tom Lankins on the fat whore pig line. Hello.
The most ridiculous character ever.
And then we see him in person. Yeah. And you're like, oh, nope. A dog isn't humping this fucking guy's
not
leg.
A chance, man.
Remember the take me out? Like, take me out African Bombay style or whatever. Malinga. And I was like, what is this?
Take me out with Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Remember he had the Metallica bed?
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be like, poor Metallica.
Oh,
like,
man.
Is there anything less metal than this dude?
There's something. Look how disgusting he was. And he was talking about whole thing was how to get babes for no money.
This guy.
And he would tell you, if she doesn't show up and just blow you, don't take her to dinner.
Can I tell you, by the way, this is the type of guy that gives sports cars a bad name, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking like cars, and then you see this fucking asshole in one, and you're like, maybe I'll just ride a bike, because this guy ruins it.
I'd listen if he told me how to get Krispy Kreme for free.
Yeah. I know. Fucking
pussy.
Man.
Oh, God.
That bitch. All right, so, sorry.
That bitch.
We had to get that... But
Shalom,
then,
bitch.
You're on the show for a long time.
So I do like 8 years in the news department, and then the news department goes away. And
yeah, that was upsetting. I liked Howard 100 News,
but I loved
that
it
was
too.
Cool.
And I you know I knew I wasn't a reporter, so I wasn't gonna uncover any.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't looking to do any of that shit. What entertained me, what kept me going as a fan, was the Whack Pack and the back office. And I was friendly with a lot of the Whack Pack. They like to come to my comedy shows. So it just was a natural fit for me to just kind of be the conduit between those guys and the show. And that still continues to this day, except I don't have the connection to the show, but they do not stop contacting me.
Well,
I'm
because
sure.
you have a special relationship
yeah.
with these. And an underdog lady loves you.
It's underdog! What's wrong with you?
Mr. Shuli.
By the way, for the Whack Packers, are all of them, do they all begin as fans? Like, are they all listeners?
No.
No. Way, right?
Some of the best ones are ones that don't want to be in it at all.
At all.
Yeah.
That don't see themselves in it, you know? But yeah, eventually, look, like I toured with Beetlejuice for like 2 years, part of the Killers of Comedy tour. Nobody wanted to room with him.
I remember that.
So I ended up jumping on the grenade and rooming with him, which...
How's that?
I mean, I think I got a great book in me.
Yeah.
Weekends with Beat, I think, would be a smash hit.
What are his days like?
Well, for him, cloudy a little bit. You know, I'll tell you a fun story. We were in, I think we were in St. Louis, and he just, you know, he disappears a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were just kind of like, where's Beatle? And about 5 minutes before the show starts, he just walks into the hotel room that him and I have, which is impressive because he's not good at reading the numbers. So yeah. A lot of times he's trying to get into the wrong rooms. And he comes in and he's got a CVS bag with ice on it, in it, and a fish on the ice. But not like a fish in packaging from a store, like plucked out of a body of water.
A fresh dead fish.
And he's like, and I go, where are you, man? He's like, oh, sorry, man. He's like, I'll be right back. You know, and I go, we got to go. The van. So he goes, all right, man. He goes, just give me a second. And I said, what? What do you need? He goes, I shit myself. He looks at it. He goes, I knew I was going to do it, and I did it. And then he goes and he changes his underwear, and then about the next 7 minutes, I'm trying to convince him not to pack it in a suitcase to bring back to Jersey.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
And then
oh my God, there's so many things I've asked about.
With him is great if you get to the room first.
Yeah,
I bet.
If you get there afterwards,
how many times did you share a room?
Oh, we've shared a room for over a year.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Because I felt like everybody's like, I'm not staying with him. And I'm like, listen, we can't just let this guy alone.
Yeah.
Like somebody's got to keep an eye on him. And, you know, I'd worked summer camps before as a counselor. And no, so I had no problem. It was so interesting to watch a movie with him. I'm high, right? And then when I'm done getting high, I pass it to him.
Yeah.
Because there's no passbacks.
No.
And then the movie would come on, and he'd be like, watch this shit, watch this shit. And he's explaining to you what's about to happen, and none of it happens. And it's fantastic.
That's hilarious. Oh,
we so put on sweet. ESPN Classic, Frasier Ali, telling me how he trained both of them. You know, that's fucking gold.
Yeah, it's gold, yeah.
So it's worth the stay, you know?
Now, one thing I was fascinated by was when you followed Underdog.
Yeah.
You know when you hear something and you just, it stays with you for so long?
Yeah.
I think about this once a week.
But tell people, like, who don't know.
So, Suzanne Muldown, sorry, you tell it.
Like, just so people understand.
Who is Underdog lady?
Suzanne Muldowney is a woman who was on the Howard Stern Show many moons ago, back when he had his Channel 9 show. She's a woman who goes to a lot of parades, dresses as different characters. Her most famous one is Underdog. She loves Underdog. She believes in the Underdog motto and way of life. And she appears at various parades all the time in these different costumes. Shelley, the South Shore Mermaid, is another one. Mm. Spectrum, the Ghost King.
She likes Dracula a lot.
Vlad the Impaler. And so she no longer has a relationship with Howard. She's not a fan of Howard.
Hated him.
Due to the past. And
again,
due to being made fun of and stuff.
I felt as a fan of the show, I was going to reach out to her because my dream was to get her back on the show again. I felt like I could do it. And
well, she trusts you. She really loves you.
See, I've done I'm like Donnie Brasco, right? Yeah. Like, I'm in so deep, I'm one of them.
I don't know
who I am.
Right.
I'm beating my wife. You know what I mean? I'm a mess.
Yeah.
But wait, Shirley, so here's what I've been thinking about. Explain to people how she eats Arby's.
Well, so she'll go to an Arby's.
This fucking blew my mind, dude.
And she likes to stockpile. She doesn't just go for one sandwich. She'll get, and she usually has a coupon, I believe. But she gets about 4 to 5, sometimes 6 Arby's sandwiches.
God.
She will eat one at the establishment, and then she takes the rest home and puts them in the freezer to then eat at a later date.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Oh, you guys are going to be weird about this now?
No, I'm just saying. That's like, you know.
It stuck out as odd.
Yeah,
I've never heard of somebody getting fast food and then freezing it. And saving
that's,
it.
That's advanced.
I mean, it's next level. One day we'll all be doing it.
But it doesn't taste that good. Arby's doesn't taste good 5 minutes old.
Listen, I interviewed her. I didn't eat her cooking.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
Gosh.
And I was given that opportunity once.
Oh, that's right.
She made a cake once about 2 weeks before I arrived and then gave me a slice of it, as well as a couple other correspondents that was with me, a producer and a correspondent.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. We all met up in that out front.
We didn't know.
We didn't know, right? I go, I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. I pretend to take a bite. And then I'm like, I see the front door. I go, I got to grab something out of the car. And I walk out the front door to toss it. And here's the funny thing. I turn the corner and I see the other guy with me trying to bury it in dirt. And I'm like, dude, there's a dumpster over there. Yeah. I'm like, that's where I'm headed. He goes, I didn't trust it. He goes, I didn't want to try it. Don't fucking eat it.
Fuck no.
I go, well, we don't know what the hell's
freezing
going on.
Arby's. I'm not eating your cake.
Well, no, it's way. Like, who
freezing
knows? You know, it's
Arby's.
Like Christmas vacation. The cat litter's in it.
Yeah,
who knows what the fuck's going on?
Man.
So I have to ask you, because everyone listening that is a fan, like, so why did you leave the show? And we know once somebody leaves Howard, it's like you just never hear from them again.
Right.
Essentially. So what happened?
You know, for me, living in New York, wife, two girls, you know, pandemic hit. Everything changed. We're now locked down in this shoebox that we lived in. I'm paying thousands of dollars a month. The neighborhood around us is falling apart. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? So I have a couple buddies out in Huntsville, in Alabama, and one of them's a mortgage guy, and he's been telling me for the last 5-6 years, get some property out here. It's booming in Huntsville. It's going to be the next Nashville, the next Austin, and I never got around to it. So now we're locked down. I said to my wife, let's go take a look at what Huntsville looks like.
When you said that, by the way, did she go like, what?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm with you, but look, we're sitting in our backyard in Queens and people are throwing fucking bottles at us from a different building. I'm like, how about we sit in a car for 14 hours? Seems safer than sitting in our yard. And we drove out there and it was literally like pulling the handbrake on life from what we came from to where we were. Everything completely, not just slowed down, it stopped. Mm. There was no traffic. There was no honking. There were no helicopters. There was nature. There were nice, good-hearted people that said hello to you, that waved to you, you know, and we really dug it. And then we started looking at real estate out there and what we could afford, and it was like, shit, we've been wasting all this money, all these years on this apartment. Look what we could get.
Yeah.
And, you know, a part of me, when the show got shut down and we were working from home, a lot changed for me as far as like how I was in the fabric of the show. You know, if we're in the studio and High Pitch is on the phone and I have info on him, I can go to Gary and go, I got something. He goes, go for it. Well, now it's, you know, everything's double, triple checked. And that moment, that organic, spontaneous thing is gone.
Mm.
And I more and more for me, there was another thing. There was, you know, working with Jay Thomas in radio, who I love dearly. Before he passed away, he wanted to have a conversation with me. Mm. And one of the first things he told me was, you got to do your own thing. You got to get out on your own. You got to do your own thing.
That's what this one was telling me for years and years.
Yeah.
Always do your own thing, right, Gene?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's
one
your
day
mantra.
You should do it. Yeah.
One
but
day.
Anyways.
Get out of this ball and chain.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all those factors were like, once we came out to Huntsville, we found a place. I went out again to actually, we found it virtually, like so many people are buying places mm-hmm. right now. But I'm like, I told my wife, I go, one of us has to go out there and actually see this fucking thing. And I said, I'll do it because, you know, if I die, the kids got a shot. You know, if they got to stick with me, they're going to look like parade floats going to fucking school every day. I'm not going to be able to do it. So I went, locked it down. We moved out there. And just the peace of mind I got the second we were out there, I was like, I think it's time to move forward and try my own thing. And then it was just a matter of...
That's got to feel good, though, to be doing... You know what I mean? Like, you're a contributor on the show that you love for a long time, but now you're doing your own thing. It's got to feel good.
It feels good. I left on good terms. I had a great talk with him after I left. He called me, wished me the best. And, you know, I wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't have my family if it wasn't for him. I met her out there. You know, all these things happen for a reason when they're supposed to. And I feel like that was an awesome learning experience. And now is the next chapter, you know?
Yeah,
awesome.
Good for you. And now you're touring. You've got the Shuly Show?
Yeah, Shuly Show is on Patreon. It's everywhere every Friday, but it's on Patreon Live every Tuesday night because I'm going to get insanely ripped.
That's love right. It. You're also a very prolific pot smoker.
I'm a pot smoker. I'm a gamer.
I didn't know
Twitch?
That.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure nobody fucks me when I'm on the road. You know what I mean? Big wrestling guy.
Oh, good.
Love.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your promos were fire, by the
thanks,
way.
Thanks, brother.
Fire.
Thanks, Mystic Rick for life, man.
Ooh. Yeah. Some shit right there.
Yeah. With the McLaren.
Oh, but I saw it out there.
No, that's another one. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
saw that. Came four times twice.
We can go for a ride when we're done here.
All right. I'm in. Yeah.
Thing rips.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable, but it fucking rips.
You don't think Tom Likas is buying one?
Hey, brother.
Is he still alive?
That fucking
bitch.
Will
you Google Tom Likas is
of
still
course.
Alive?
That's the joke of life.
Yeah. That guy's still around.
Yep.
I remember, like, you know, I didn't know the ins and outs of the business, but I remember there was a thing where he got one of those, I don't even know what it's called, but like when they pay you to not do rate, you know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah, like,
they were like, he got paid full salary to non-compete.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah,
yeah. He just said that. Oh, I'm talking to fat pig whores, cash and check.
Here's $6 million this year.
Yeah,
fucking crazy.
But he was entertaining.
Was it was entertaining. God,
we all know it. We all remember.
The best
it.
Was that on that on 97.1 that his show was right before. Conway.
Before Conway and Steckler, who were so different.
And Steckler did, but Steckler did a perfect impression.
Yes.
And then at 97.1, he was complaining to management, like, you got to knock this guy's mocking me for like the full show. Because sometimes Steckler would do the entire 3 or 4 hour show, like, yeah, Tim, like, it's the whole time.
It's such a great voice.
Oh, man.
James Adomian does maybe the best Tom Likas
he does a lot.
I've ever heard.
I have to ask you, before I forget. Who does fucking Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the Howard Stern show? When the call-in?
It's a writer that works there on the show. You wouldn't know her, but she's very funny.
Whoever, she's listening
genius.
To this, that is the funniest fucking voice.
She's hilarious. There's so many talented people working there, and it's great. I'm still in touch with all of them, and that was big for me, leaving on good terms with them, because I miss them the most.
Sure.
That fraternity.
That's your team, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but they're all very supportive. They're listening. They're supporting, and the fans are supporting, man.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That's awesome.
I'm paying bills.
Yeah.
Doing my own thing. Like, it's crazy.
That's amazing.
Sitting here with you guys.
Yeah, it's just going to go up, up, up.
It's fucking bananas.
Bananas.
Whole
doing
new world,
the road.
Dude.
I'm going to piss my pants in his McLaren.
Yeah, I love that McLaren life.
Yeah.
Talking about getting laid, right, my man?
Oh, man. So much puss in that thing.
Would you be interested in hot wifing with your wife? I know you guys have been together for how long?
15 years now.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, that's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just. Do you have that? Can you show this to him?
Was that in the TikToks last time? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
By the way, you guys are like I don't watch baseball except when I watch SportsCenter, and I have no connection to TikTok except you guys.
Oh, that's this one.
You're my ESPN.
She is the official
curator.
It's what love. I know. It's what I love.
So there's actually a difference between cuckolding and hot wiping, and I'm here to explain the two.
Yeah, please.
Welcome
do.
To this unique side of TikTok that you never thought you'd probably stumble on. So in a hot wife relationship, you have a woman who has sexual relationships with other men with the husband's full consent. The husband enjoys seeing his wife pleasured by other guys because he can't fulfill a certain need for her. Out in public, she enjoys attracting men's attention with her husband around. And there's a few ways you can spot her. She usually has the sluttiest outfit on at the bar, and she's flirting outrageously with everybody. She'll usually have a charm bracelet on with pineapples or queen of hearts. That lets you know she's in the black eyes. In a cuckold relationship, the woman is the dominant. She usually humiliates the husband by sleeping with other men, and he has no say-so. Like hot wifing, the cuck sees himself as the inferior lover. He can't fully pleasure his wife, so she seeks out alpha male. They call them bulls. Hit that like and follow button if you want to hear more.
There you go.
Smash that like button like I'm going to smash your white wife.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, thanks, bro. Thanks for the update, man.
Thanks, dude. You might want to do something on that shirt, though. I mean, that is just.
So would you be cool with your wife wearing a pineapple bracelet?
Yeah, I have a huge deal with pineapple. I'm not a fan of that, and that's where I draw the fucking line.
Wouldn't it make you feel so sick inside to do this? Like,
She keeps bringing it up, so I don't know, man.
Well, no, sick, she's getting over
I
there.
Can't, like, I can't even wrap my brain around it. Like, I have such abandonment fear with you, and like, oh,
my
God,
kids ask me for
die.
A piece of my steak. I'm like, I just give them that look, like, I don't even want to share my food.
Yeah, no.
You think I'm going to share her?
No way.
The woman
way.
That keeps me alive? No are you way. Crazy?
No way.
Yeah.
You guys are out of their fucking minds.
You hear a sound checking. Coming from her that you've never heard her make? It's over. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
You go, somebody else in there with you? No, that
hot wifing?
I can't.
I told you, I can imagine plowing chicks in front of you.
No, that's what I'm saying. It would kill me. That would kill my spirit.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying, that I would never want to see that.
Yeah, what guy does?
This, by the way, has nothing to do with this, but this folder has been here for a minute, so okay. I should show it to you.
Yeah.
Everything I say is the truth. Black guys are ugly. White guys are better. Why are you so mad about my opinion? Literally, go reevaluate your life. Go reevaluate your life. If you could go to jail over TikTok, I'd be in jail right now, honey. I did nothing illegal.
There you go. Just ends. I love when they end abruptly without an ending.
Hi, I'm really tan, Mom. How are you?
But if you're listening, it is a black woman with a Confederate flag and talking about how she likes white guys more.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Just your average everyday Tuesday over here.
Just a Tuesday. Pretty cool.
Cool girl. She's in the cool girl club.
She's in the cool girl club for sure.
You need a guitar riff for the chicks.
Yeah.
That was way cool. Well, the Confederate flag is always an interesting choice. In the background of anybody's TikTok.
Just anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
It's about heritage.
Yeah, on your truck
it's
or on your
It's not about
garage.
Racism. Heritage.
Heritage, yeah.
I'm proud of my heritage.
that's the best
wild.
Spin. On,
it is.
Yeah. On
Wait, what is the pineapple? Is that like a racial?
She's saying it's code, or the guy
but
said.
But what is
he
it?
Said specifically, it means you're into black guys.
Black guys, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What
do we get? What do I get to look for?
Is pineapple a thing with black people?
I mean, I like pineapple. I've never heard of it being like our thing. No, never heard of that. Mm. Who knows?
How does a pineapple?
Mystery continues.
Mystery certainly does. Hmm. Well, you ready to do what you're most famous for?
Yeah, dude. I heard you bitches was looking for me. So exciting. Wait, what's your website so people can see where you're going?
You can go to shalomshuli.com. The social media is the same. Shalom Shuli. Twitch is Shalom Shuli TV. And the Shuli Show.
Consistency. Branding.
Yeah,
branding.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Jew. Thank you.
All right, here's a special batch of TikToks curated by Christina.
And I can't wait.
Here we go.
Is it just me? Because I don't think it's rude to ask somebody on an online dating site to send me a picture of them holding today's newspaper.
This guy I dig.
Can you imagine the anger if you get matched up with this fucking guy?
I
like,
know.
Like, what did I do to deserve this
and
shit?
And the balls. The fucking balls. You'd be like, you're asking me?
Yeah.
You're asking me.
And you've got pet birds in the background.
He's got biology teacher voice.
Yeah.
He's like...
But to further his point, is it rude? I don't think it's rude. Is it rude?
Today's newspaper?
To be like, this is what you fucking look like.
No, he's got a fetish. He likes jerking off the hostage video.
This is like, prove to me you're not lying. This guy has been duped. That's what this
is.
Well,
look at the boys in the booth. They're all like, these bitches lie all the time, right?
No. The look was that's a crazy request.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm on board with him. I agree with this guy. Yeah.
Someone's not good at situational reading over here.
I don't care. Yeah.
Are you ready for hot girl summer?
Hot girl summer?
I don't know what a hot girl summer is.
Oh, I'm waiting for a hot boy summer.
Yeah, hot boy summer.
Actually, a hot man summer.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a hot one, too.
So this is the TikTok, the old gays. Yeah. And I just love old gays. They're so
It's
fun.
Old gays that sit around and then... A younger man.
Ask them stupid.
This is like Fire Island if they put it out.
Yeah.
This is what's left of Fire Island.
That's right.
Fuck all that goddamn titty shaking and ass shaking and taking thongs off. I'd rather watch a goddamn funny dog video. You goddamn women are out your fucking mind.
You like that? It's an old school guy there.
How do I vote for him?
Yeah.
For anything. Anything. What do you want to be, comptroller? You're in.
I have to say, I've never in the history of the internet seen a man disapprove of titty shaking.
He's over it.
And he's got like sea lion teeth or some weird walrus hippo combo.
He does.
And he's like, I didn't see the damn dog video. Fuck you, women.
It's funny that you point out that you're like a guy. Here's why.
Rare.
Because this guy is over it not leading to anything in real life.
Right.
He's hurt, you know, inside.
What I mean? I used to work with a guy in Boston. Okay. I worked at a Boston real estate office out of college. And we were on Comm Ave. So this is high traffic and fucking dimes walking by all day. So all the guys would be like, hey. They had like a, one of the guys would be like, hey, there's three eggs over here. Yeah. That would mean like everyone look up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so he'd look up, and one guy, he'd be like, she's not going to suck my dick. And he'd just keep reading the paper. He would never look up. And he was an older guy. He'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't. He was over it. That's what this guy. He's fucking
like, you ever see fat people fall? They don't try to stop themselves. They'll maintain eye contact with you the whole way down. Just be like, this is what's happening.
That's
nothing
so
I can
true.
Do about
yep.
it.
There's
right?
no stopping this.
The momentum, yes.
What do you want me to put my wrists out?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he hasn't had his D touched in so long. That makes a lot of sense because his beard isn't even groomed.
I'm picking canines over vagina.
I'm jumping to something else here, but you just mentioned it, so
yeah. I love it. It is my favorite.
Building the anticipation. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
The scream is really good.
That's a real fucking crazy scream, man. Yeah. That guy hurt himself.
But how out of shape are you when half a step takes you down?
Half a step.
Like, I was watching him come down that hill, and I'm like, that's where it's happening. Nope.
Oh, my God. All right.
It must have been slippery, though. The ramp?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
It was slippery.
It didn't seem like it would be the end of his life.
You know, I watched that compilation video of Burr and all these people like freaked out by you laughing and one of my favorite is when people fall on motorcycles and they don't let go of the gas.
Oh,
you ever see those?
Yeah.
And it's usually like house moms or something and they're in the backyard and they just go through a fence and keep going. It's hilarious.
It's the best.
It's hilarious.
It's the best.
Hi, Dr. J9 here, and if you've seen my poop demonstrations before, today I'm talking about transit time. So what is the transit time? This is the time it takes between eating something and it coming out the other end as your poop. Remember, this is your gold standard poop, the S-shaped smooth poop. This is what you're looking for. Now, you can check your transit time if by eating some beets. Maybe you want to eat some corn and not chew it 100%, and you take that time between ingestion and coming out the other end. And it should be, do you know? It should be 24 hours. If it is too short a transit time or too long a transit time, it means that there is some toxicity in your digestive tract.
That's not true.
There's something you can do about it. So I want you to check out my YouTube video all about a good full body detox that's gentle on you, yet helps to regulate that digestive tract. Follow me for more natural health tips.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Nadav, if you had to produce that show, how soon before you kill yourself?
Ooh, well, I mean, that's kind of like this show. So, I mean, it's kind of, there's some that. Similarities.
Yeah. By the way, I had Mexican last night, so if you microwave that plate, that's the shape mine's in today.
Is that when any goes poop? Is that all the poops or when any does?
God.
Is that how much you go when you do go?
That's just hypogeric shit.
Just about, actually. Like you're saying the whole plate, though?
Yeah.
No, not the whole plate, but like one of those like real long, you know, skinny ones that you...
When was the last time you shit?
Bro, you always ask. I don't know, man. I swear I don't know.
I know
it seems like I'm lying, but I don't know.
Memento? What?
He shits like once a month.
Yeah.
Start tattooing on your body every time you shit so we have a fucking trail.
Seriously, let's keep record. Yeah. At least record.
That's so...
So do you want to know a secret about most men? Yeah? All right, I got you. So most of us are so starved for positive attention that even the simplest compliment will probably get us interested.
Well, get ready for zero compliments, my friend.
Is that true?
You know probably. He's single. No woman's fucking that with that facial
the
hair
beard
set up.
Is too much.
No, the beard's terrible.
My dog has a beard just like that. That's like bitch's beard.
And he's also telling you he's sad. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, do you want to meet someone sad? I'm sad.
No, he goes, do you want to meet someone sad? Yeah? Yeah. Let me tell you. He does the act him out.
That's
too.
What? Saddest thing of all is he's answering someone that's not there. Yeah, I got something to tell you. You want to hear about it? Okay. You just see a part of him die. So,
you can't teach that acting.
Yep.
No.
That's good stuff.
No. Fantastic.
Everybody want a monkey, but they don't realize how much time it takes to be with this monkey every single day.
Watch
don't
this.
Worry about going to work. You ain't going to be able to go to work. Because you know why you can't go to work? Because you got a monkey. You can't go out with your friends whenever you want to because what? You got a monkey. You can't even go on vacation. You know why? Because you got a monkey. Nobody, you can't get sitters for a monkey. People got to be specially trained for your monkey. So you can't leave him in a kennel or try to put him on somebody because they can't take care of your monkey. Oh, you got a new boyfriend or a girlfriend? Oh, you got to make sure that your monkey like him because you can't have him around if your monkey don't like him. And if your monkey don't like him, he gonna bite. He'll bite him. Oh, and you got kids too? Ooh, perfect. Snack. Ain't that right, Mojo? Some monkeys, not all monkeys, but some monkeys don't like kids. Mojo, that all depends on the day. But kids are a no-brainer.
Did you know that?
I didn't, and I really, I don't want a fucking monkey. I mean, this is the worst ad for a monkey.
It really is.
Sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
But they need to show this to people before they buy a monkey.
I can't believe this guy, like all the things that he listed, he's still like, I'm still down with this monkey. I can't
know.
Go on
he's
dates.
Trapped.
I don't
have he has to say that. The things hold him hostage. You can't say it. Things will kill him. It kills kids.
Yeah.
You heard him.
Bites.
Yeah. Kills kids.
God damn.
He can't even go on a vacation. I didn't even think about that. At least with a newborn, you can do things.
Every time he kept moving it into frame, the monkey's face is like, stop fucking moving
yeah,
me,
dude.
Asshole.
I'm sick of your fucking TikTok like account. Yeah.
I didn't think of all that stuff, though, because I've been thinking about a monkey lately.
Now, is this really considered, like, let's say he rescued this one. Is this considered a rescue when it's all said and done?
Interesting
because,
question.
Because now this monkey's on fucking TikTok?
Interesting.
Right?
I don't know.
Are there other monkeys on TikTok that we don't know of on their own volition? I don't think so.
It's true. Look at that monkey's ear.
Look at
that
ear.
It's so cool. It's like a person's ear. Oh, man. It's like we're related to those monkeys.
This account is called Mojo the Monkey.
Aw.
So it's all monkey stuff?
Yeah, I didn't do a deep dive. I just literally curated this morning on the toilet. I sent it to you guys.
Seems like a bunch of monkey business. All right, let's go to this next one.
Silly goose. I liked it.
Men don't fall in love through sex. Women think, well, I'll hook up with him and he'll see what a nice, fun, easy girl I am. But the truth is, he will worry that you're giving all that great hostessing to other men as well. Men fall in love through trust and loyalty.
Worry's a strong word, by the way.
Yeah.
No guy's worried while he's fucking some chick he just met. Is she doing this with everybody else? Oh, no. Maybe I should stop.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
But is that true? Because you don't want your girl giving that stuff out to all of them.
Well, you don't.
Guys, you know what
I mean,
saying?
Yeah, of course you don't. But I mean, I've never like hooked up and been like, God, what are her morals? Like, this is fucking, you know, I'm just always like, I'm happy to be in here.
Yeah,
you know,
you're just happy to be at the party.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Drive home safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
My wife was so hot that I, you know, as soon as she let me have sex, I was in love. I'm like, yeah, that's it. I'm not going to climb any higher mountain than this.
Aww.
So let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel, Tom?
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh? You know, you're fucking nasty. You're nasty.
I love you.
I love you too.
Do you cuddle with your wife enough?
I'm sorry, what? Do I cuddle? Sure. I'll cuddle with her. I'll do whatever the fuck she tells me.
I fucking cuddle.
Okay.
I didn't say I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I
see, that's what I'm saying.
I've been working on it. I went to a class.
Cuddle you know? Class. You have been better since the class.
Thank you.
I don't enjoy hearing my kids say the N-word, but I live with it.
You chose Huntsville. So, shows? Plug any shows?
Oh, we should do our dates? Oh, yeah. Wait, sorry, did we do our dates?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, do you want to plug it in more shows?
I'm not. I've got some shows. Go to my website. Yeah, I'll be Florida in May, and then the Shuley Show, man. So go to the website, shulishuley.com. I can't thank you guys.
You got to hit us up and come to Austin, man.
Done. Please. Done deal.
I have to say, you're so funny, and I feel like I'm glad you were with Howard as long as you were, because I loved you, but I'm so excited to hear more of you.
Thank you.
And I know your fans are going to love seeing you do stand-up and being now, like, getting to see the whole thing, because you're so talented.
The best kept secret in showbiz, kids.
Yes,
that's right.
You
get
really
ready.
Are, Shuley.
No, you're hilarious. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you.
By.
Can you give a shalom, bitch?
Shalom, bitch!
And we'll go out on an old classic, Ghost Crew, The Jewels, your favorite Jewel Ventura song.
Oh, I love this one. Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Honestly, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you, or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked, and I'm like, oh my god, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself. Like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene. It wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me, you have two in you, or you have three in you, that like it actually kind of clicked, and I'm like, oh my god, this is actually happening. It wasn't until somebody